The gospel reading is taken from Luke chapter 13, verses 22 to 35. Luke chapter 13, verses 22 to 35. The narrow door. I read. Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.' There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from east and west and north and south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first will be last." At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox, I'll keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I will reach my goal. In any case, I must press on today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I've longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Amen.
There are often challenges placed before us. Sometimes it does indeed feel like we are being challenged to enter a very narrow door. Our passage today brings out the urgency of entering by that door. Jesus, in the face of opposition and threats to his life, expresses the need to continue to speak out and follow the path of his ministry. Some commentators see these words as an indication by Jesus of the short time he would have for his earthly ministry. As well as that, I've interpreted this as the fact that we are all called by God to be persistent and today, tomorrow and the next day carry out our own ministry as his disciples. To do that, we need to grow and deepen our understanding of the scriptures, to grow and develop our prayer life as individuals and together as a fellowship. We need to use this knowledge and the gifts God has given us to enable others to also discover their relationship with God and to produce an environment where they too can grow and deepen their understanding so that the narrow door may be available and open to them. When we feel it's all too hard or that we really need a break, which let's face it, we all do from time to time, let us remember today, tomorrow, and the next day. Of course, we may be more active and productive on some days rather than others, but every day we should seek to find those God moments, both for ourselves and those which we can share with others to the glory of God. I've chosen for our hymn today, Sing in the Faith, number 520. Give to me, Lord, a thankful heart.
Give to me, Lord, a thankful heart. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers.
I must keep going, today, tomorrow, and the next day. Father, we sense the need for urgency to enter by the narrow door. You encourage us to make the decision to enter, calling each of us in your power to draw not only ourselves but all men and women to you and to know your gift of salvation. Lord, sometimes we are guilty of thinking there will be time to do these things when it suits us and when we have nothing better to do. Forgive us for that complacency and lack of urgency. Rekindle in us the zeal we may have lost, the passion that may have dwindled away in us, so that we will always be ready and eager to speak of you and our own experiences of your love touching our lives. Lord, you call us to persevere each and every day in bringing your good news to the world around us. In every moment, even when we are worn out and frazzled, let us speak of your love for all. May your Holy Spirit take our words and actions, and through them bring your word to those we meet in a vibrant and compelling way. Amen.